We're entering into the final weeks of 2024, heading on into 2025. And of course, as mentioned earlier, we're going to have a conversation now on the fuel prices. Hopefully, Eleanor has something good to share with us so that we can all breathe a little bit easier as we think about January and how broke we're going to be. So we're going to now speak to, of course, the AA spokesperson, Eleanor Mavambela. Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning. And unfortunately, it's not completely all good news for this morning.
Eleanor, I missed the 5 months where you would come on and you would just say, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down, down, down. I was thinking to myself, how low can it go? But Eleanor, you're telling us it's mixed. The last time we spoke, it was all just increases. How is it looking this time around?
This time around, we have a mixed outlook with regards to fuel prices that you can expect going into January. Unfortunately, both grades of fuel, the unleaded 93 and 95, are set for an increase when we go into January. But the good news is that at least we're expecting a decrease with regards to diesel and illuminating paraffin. Unleaded 95 is anticipated to increase by around 3 cents a litre, 93 by around 11 cents a litre. Diesel is expected to drop by around 3 cents per litre and illuminating paraffin by around 14 cents a litre. So it's a mixed outlook going into January, but looking at how close it is towards a different trajectory, a lot can still happen in the last 2 weeks of 2024.
Yeah, we hope a lot happens before 2024 so we don't have to sit with this reality. But I think at the same time, Eleanor, is there anything different in regards to what has influenced the markets this time around? Is it still the reality of the rand that is fluctuating? Because you just had a conversation early this morning, and the rand has not been looking too well ever since the announcement of a Donald Trump second administration early next year. So is that perhaps what's going around, or is it the situation in the Middle East? What exactly is this all boiling down to?
It's a combination of the two. Remember, towards the end of the year, every year, this time of the year, we do, in South Africa, we usually get a significant decrease with regards to fuel. So going into the next year, changing into the next year, we usually get a nice decrease with regards to fuel prices. But looking at the period under review at this time around, yes, there was a slight decrease with regards to international oil prices, but the rand didn't perform against the US dollar, which is why we are anticipating an under recovery with regards to fuel prices. So it's a mixture of both what's happening in the Middle East, as well as what happens with regards to the elections in the US. So we are in a very unique situation at the moment, where the rand is kind of in limbo. It's fluctuating. It's not stable, especially looking at the period under review. It did fluctuate quite a lot, which is what is leading to the under recovery that we're expecting to see with regards to fuel prices going into next year.
And talking about going into next year, and thinking about the entirety of 2024, it's been an interesting year in terms of the fuel prices. As mentioned before, we had five months of consecutive decreases, and it was looking quite promising then. And I've also been hearing the words of Minister Gwede Mantashe and many other ministers in regards to looking towards perhaps reorganizing the fuel price to lower it for the betterment of the South African citizenry. But at the same time, we're talking about January next year. February next year is, of course, going to be SONA. It's going to be the president taking stage to set the stage or the theme for the next year. And I'm wondering then, what can that theme be to better the situation for the average South African?
Well, as I've noted before, you do know we've spoken about the sustainability of the fuel prices in South Africa. Yes, we enjoyed a period of 5 months where we got significant decreases, where the prices went down to even 2022 fuel prices. And yes, that was enjoyable, but we did say as the Automobile Association that it's not sustainable. But the one other thing that I think consumers should look into as well is that February we're going into the budget speech again, and because the government has not been increasing the general fuel price levy for the past 3 years, we do anticipate that this time around in 2025 they're going to have to increase the general fuel price levy. I mean, we can advocate for them not increasing, but definitely they're going to have to increase it. Whether it's going to be a significant increase or it's going to be a marginal increase, that much we don't know, but definitely it does look like next year we can anticipate a general fuel price levy. We were comforted by the fact that there was a lot of communication from government, especially from the president's office, with regards to the review of the fuel prices, but nothing yet has happened. And we do feel as the Automobile Association that there isn't enough urgency with regards to the review of the fuel prices. But perhaps 2025 will usher in more urgency with regards to the fuel prices when we start seeing them going up again, and when they start looking at the general fuel price levy again. So lots to see, lots to discuss in the early parts of next year with regards to fuel prices. It's going to be an interesting start to the year. So I think we just need to put our seatbelts on and wait to see what will happen.